Mace Williams, let's hear it for the boy on a totally 80s weekend, the Gold Live.
As you can see, the missing headlight. This is High Point, and I'm slowing it down, zooming it in to the car you see that's parked. And yeah, as soon as I arrived, I was about to park behind the car you see right ahead that's parked, just to show you how they time it, either when parking or heading back to the car. But I decided not to. Decided to park somewhere else first and then drive to this location here and park behind that car, right? And again, you get to see how the target's on watch the whole time, so the stalkers can time it, right? So, you know, passing the baton, right? So yeah, keep watching. I'm going to park at another location now and then head back. Keep watching. And the handles in the car over there, so I'll park all the way down there. Goddamn raining right now, it rains, so I'll park down there. There's only got two cars down there. Keep watching. Goddamn on speaker there. I'm watch everywhere. Can you believe this? It's fucking raining right now. I'll park right here. God damn it. And you had stalkers, you know, walking past. Alright. It's dead. You don't see anyone freaking walking, but tiny. Damn it. God damn, it's the rain right now. Alright, so this ride decided to park, and you can hear me saying there's stalkers walking with perfect timing, and you get to see the assignment being done when heading back to my car around 20 minutes to half an hour later. Again, you get to see how stalker times it walking, and you get to see how she's on speaker and also filming the target. You get to see how she's directing the camera, right? And I was in there for around 20 minutes to half an hour. So that's what I'm going to show you now, because I don't want this video to go for too long. I'm going to show you now me heading back to the car, walking back to the car, and you're going to see how it's timed, right? Stalker walking, she's on speaker, and also you're going to see how she's directing the camera. Keep watching. Heading back to my car. Keep watching.
Everything's closed here. It's Sunday. Alright, what do you reckon's gonna happen? Keep watching. You can see right in front. You can see the freaking timing. Handler drove past. Now you can see how she's timing it, right? When I get to my car and jump in and start the drive, she'll be timing it, walking past. This is the assignment they've done here. Alright, you can see it's here. Can you make this up? You can't, right? Yeah, she's on speaker. She's on speaker. As you can see, the phone on one side, she's speaking. She's being told in real time, like they all do. Alright, you can see out there, you fucking can't make this up. And stalk is all the way down there as well, being set up. Alright, so you can see the way she's directing the phone, right? You can hope you can see that she's speaking. You can see the way she's directing the phone, right? You can see this here. Alright, you can see this here. Alright, you can see this here. Alright, you fucking can't make this up. Alright, so what I'm gonna do is, I want to go JV, but I'm going to park somewhere else. They're all just standing in one spot here, and now they start walking. They look like handlers, these ones. Alright, so you can see that there, fucking timing. Phone here. So there's no one in the car right here. Fucking can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up. You fucking can't make this shit up, guys. This car was here the whole time when I drove here. Because I drove in here. And went this way. And you see this car was here the whole fucking time. Fucking see that there. I love this.
And as you can see, half an hour later, you can see how the baton gets passed. And you can see how the target's on watch the whole time, right? Passing the baton, right? From stalker to stalker, right? Can you make this up? You're seeing the evidence right here. So yeah, keep watching. Show you a few stalkers on their phones because I'm heading to JB. And then I'll show you me heading back to the car. And you're going to see our stalkers on their phones, right? Letting the target know he's on watch. And that's where I'm going to end it. Keep watching.
So you can see out there, I walk down there. You can see the signs being done there. A stalker in front and still standing in one spot on the phone. And now parked over there, right? So you can see what I'm doing. I'm fucking around with them. It's making them do assignments so I can catch it on camera. Nice. Start walking. No, quick look now. Quick look now. You can see the look on his face too. So funny that.
All right, so you can see the stalker on the phone, standing in one spot the whole time. As soon as I get close, he starts to walk, and you can see him staring at the target also on the phone, right? So yeah, before I walk into JB, I'll slow it down, zooming into the empty parking spot, because when I walk back out, there's going to be a stalker in the car. Don't know if you get to see it because she's got tinted windows. But yeah, now I'm going to show you me heading back to the car, and not too far from the car, you're going to get a stalker on the phone, and that's where I'll end it. Keep watching.
Stalker in the car here. Getting back to my car. I was in there for around 10 minutes. Around there. I haven't got a watch. No spy device. Cell phone. Middle missing brake light. Been watching. Stalker's on the phone. Dog walker. Alright, you can see that there.
And that's a stalker that's on the phone, not too far from the car, because they know the path I'm going to take to walk back to my car, right? So you can see how the tactics will change from location to location. In this occasion here, you can see how I'm fucking around with the program. I'll park at one spot, showing you the stalker's doing their assignments there, and then I'll park not too far from where I was parked, right? Just showing you, again, on how it's timed, right? And how the target's on watch the whole time, right? So yeah, this is where I'm going to end it, showing you my targeting, but like always, keep on watching. Government stage, false flag hoaxes, crisis actors, gun, grab. Keep watching.
I was looking the morning after. I was in the bathroom and I used to dry her hair next to the window, and the window would fog up and she would write notes in the window to me. And on Saturday morning I was standing at that window in the bathroom and it had fogged up, and I looked and there was her peace sign in the window, and I was like, that's a sign from my grace. And the paint above it said, Grace, Mom, and she drew a heart. So she was all about peace and gentleness and kindness.
Tess was only 10 years old when she became a casualty of gun violence. Her image was immortalized on the side of a building, flashing a bright smile with her fingers in a peace sign.
It just makes me feel at peace when I drive by and I see it. And then just her giving her little peace sign, it's just the icing on the cake, you know. It's just, it feels so good to see it.
And there was her peace sign.
And then just her giving her little peace sign. And then just her giving her little peace sign.
Can't tell you how angry I am. It's just awful. And no parent should have to go through this. No parent. To have a kid die because in this kind of a situation, what has changed? Have we learned nothing? These things are going to continue until somebody does something. So where the hell is the leadership? Where the hell is this, these people we elect to Congress that we spend so much money on? These people are getting rich sitting in Congress. And what do? They don't take care of our kids. My kid died because nobody responded to what occurred at Sandy Hook. Those parents lost little kids. It's bad enough that I lost my 20-year-old, but I had 20 years with my son. That's all I ever have. But those people lost their children at 6 and 7 years old. How do you think they feel? And who's talking to them now? Who's doing anything for them now? Who is standing up for those kids that died back then in an elementary school? Why wasn't something done? But I had 20 years with my son. That's all I ever have. Why wasn't something done? But those people lost their children at 6 and 7 years old.
The motorcycle on the bridge. I hit him with a burrito.
Ron.
He took him with his foot and he kicked him. That's what he did.
Someone punted him?
No, wait, let me say something.
What?
That's all I ever have.
What?
How do you think they feel?
Are you okay?
My kid died.
Where are you?
That's all I ever have.
I didn't understand a one word you said.
The idea was that at some point we were going to arm wrestle. Why don't we start, if you would, tell us about Christopher. I see you have his picture there. I know you're going through a grieving process.
He was extremely competitive. He was competitive. I mean, and what happened was he was very competitive academically.
Yeah. Well, and Richard,
you know, he was competitive.
Richard,
I've only been living with this problem for a few days. And I have to honestly say, prior to my son being killed, I never gave it much, like everyone else, mm-hmm. you know, that's in, you know, that believes that it can't happen to them. I didn't do anything either. My son just died a few days ago.
I know you're going through a grieving process.
Are you with me? Ah, not good enough. One more time, are you with me?
Not one more! Not one more! All right.